Good afternoon. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a common cause of lower respiratory infection in children and is the most common cause of bronchiolitis and pneumonia in infants less than 1 year old. It is responsible for more than 15,000 hospitalizations in children under 5 each year. Treatment for RSV is limited and mainly supportive, often consisting simply of supplemental oxygen or nebulizers and intravenous fluids until the illness runs its course. Severe disease and mortality are more likely to occur in infants with comorbidities, including pre-existing underlying conditions, or those who acquire nosocomial infections during RSV hospitalization. Currently, there is no vaccine available for RSV prevention. Polizumab is commonly used as a prophylactic in high-risk immunocompromised infants. These children typically have a history of prematurity, congenital heart disease, bronchopulmonary dysplasia, and or neuromuscular disorders that make them more susceptible to severe illness. However, numerous vaccines intended for broader pediatric use are currently under development, with 6 in phase 1 trials and 1 in a phase 2 trial, and both are expected to be approved, with 6 in phase 1 trials, 1 in phase 2 trial, and are expected to be approved for use within the next 5 to 7 years. Since 1989, voluntary passive laboratory-based surveillance through the National Respiratory and Enteric Virus Surveillance System, which Since 1989, voluntary passive laboratory-based surveillance for RSV has been conducted through the CDC National Respiratory and Enteric Virus Surveillance System, which reports percent positive laboratory tests of a number of respiratory and enteric pathogens, including RSV. As seen in the image on the right, Minnesota and other upper Midwestern states fall in Region 5, with most disease occurring between November and May. Shifting gears slightly, I'm going to briefly outline SARI surveillance to contextualize how we use SARI to better understand respiratory illnesses resulting in hospitalization in Minnesota. So severe acute respiratory illness, or SARI, is reportable to the Minnesota Department of Health at 3 Sentinel hospital sites in the St. Paul, Minneapolis metropolitan area, one with an exclusively pediatric population and 2 with general populations. Cases of SARI are defined as patients admitted to an inpatient location with acute respiratory symptoms, including cough, shortness of breath, and or respiratory distress. Providers are encouraged to order viral testing on these patients, and residual specimens from clinical testing are sent to MDH for testing by real-time PCR. At MDH, SARI specimens are tested for 16 viral and 4 bacterial pathogens, including RSV. For SARI cases with submitted specimens, medical charts are abstracted, and information regarding patient demographics, symptoms at admission, clinical course of illness, underlying or chronic conditions, antiviral treatment, clinical laboratory findings, and discharge diagnoses is collected. For the purpose of this sub-analysis, only data from the participating pediatric hospital were used to characterize RSV. 2,553 patients met SARI submission criteria from May 2013 through October 2014. Of these patients, 592, or 23%, tested positive for RSV at MDH. Median age of these children was 0.6 years, and 53% were male. RSV was the most frequently detected pathogen in infants 6 months or younger who were hospitalized with SARI, with 31% testing positive for the pathogen, making it more common in this age group than rhinovirus, which was detected in 30% of cases. 39% of infants in this age group tested positive for a non-RSV pathogen, including the aforementioned rhinovirus, and 30% had no pathogen detected. So here's a breakdown of our RSV positive cases by age category. As would be expected, most cases occurred in infants less than 6 months, or 6 months or less, and almost all identified cases occurred in children who were under 6 years of age. Looking at RSV detection seasonally, you can see that most of our detections occurred during the winter months of November through March and began to taper into April and May. For our analysis, we compared children with RSV detections to children who had a non-RSV pathogen, such as flu, rhinovirus, or parainfluenza virus, detected. We also compared children with RSV detections to children with no respiratory pathogen detected, so children who tested negative for all pathogens on our panel. RSV-positive children had greater odds of presenting with respiratory distress than children with SARI who had another pathogen detected or who had no pathogen detected. Here you can see that among all ages, children with RSV at greater odds of presenting with cough, fever, respiratory distress, and or congestion than children with a non-RSV pathogen detected. Significant values of P less than 0.05 are indicated in yellow. Likewise, children with RSV had greater odds of presenting with cough, fever, respiratory distress, shortness of breath, wheezing, and or congestion than children with no pathogen detected. Because children 6 months and younger are historically more likely to experience severe illness and poorer outcomes, we specifically focused on symptoms in this age group. Compared to starry cases with a non-RSV pathogen detected, RSV-positive children had greater odds of presenting with cough, respiratory distress, shortness of breath, wheezing, or congestion than children of the same age who had a non-RSV pathogen detected. Similarly, when comparing RSV-positive cases to starry cases with no pathogen detected in the same age group, children with RSV detections had significantly greater odds of presenting with the symptoms highlighted in yellow than children hospitalized with starry who had no pathogen detected. Looking at lengths of stay, both in ICU and non-ICU hospitalizations in children who were RSV positive, no significant differences were found between children 6 months and younger and children of any other age group. Children older than 6 years of age were significantly more likely to be admitted to ICU than younger children, and no children died during their hospitalization with RSV. Looking at comorbidities in RSV-positive children 6 months and younger, comparing to children 7 to 23 months, children in the older age group were significantly more likely to have a pre-existing diagnosis of asthma, neurologic or neuromuscular disease, cardiovascular disease, chronic lung disease, or another chronic condition. Similarly, comparing children 6 months and younger to children 2 to 5 years, the odds of a comorbid condition being present were significantly higher for all conditions except prematurity in the 2 to 5 year age group than in the 6 month and younger age group. Likewise, the odds of a comorbid condition being present increased significantly the older the child was at the time of RSV detection, as seen both here in the 6 to 11 year age group and here among 12 to 17 year olds. You can also see that our cell size has decreased significantly. Co-detection of RSV and another pathogen was identified in 30% of cases. The most frequently co-detected pathogens included rhinovirus, adenovirus, coronaviruses, and parainfluenza viruses. However, no statistically significant difference in illness severity, that is, ICU admission, length of stay, or presence of comorbidity, was found between RSV-positive cases and sorry cases with co-detections or sorry cases positive for a different pathogen. So here you can kind of see a visual of the common co-detections, so RSV and one of these pathogens. And they're not mutually exclusive. So some of the kids tested positive for 2 or 3 or more pathogens. Using SARI surveillance, we were able to characterize the burden of RSV at a pediatric hospital. We found that RSV was the most frequently detected pathogen in infants hospitalized with SARI, and that children with RSV were more likely to present with acute respiratory symptoms like cough, fever, respiratory distress, or wheezing than other children hospitalized with SARI. We also found that co-detection of RSV and another pathogen did not result in increased illness severity in RSV-positive children. The majority of young children hospitalized with RSV were previously healthy, including half of those who required ICU care, indicating that the virus can and does cause severe illness in patients not considered to be high risk. However, RSV-positive older children were more likely to have comorbidities than their younger counterparts. It is possible this is a result of high-risk infants receiving prophylaxis and not contracting RSV or having less severe illness not requiring hospitalization as a result of having received prophylaxis. A few limitations on these data should be noted. First, SARI is a passive, not an active surveillance system. Second, the data used for this analysis may not be generalizable because we only looked at data from one pediatric hospital in the Twin Cities metro area. Additionally, specimen submission is dependent on a clinician's decision to test and collect respiratory specimens for testing. And last, we don't collect information on recipients of prophylaxis. since the use of prophylaxis may lessen the severity of disease and illness, thus reducing the likelihood of hospitalization, high-risk individuals who receive prophylaxis may not be represented in the surveillance data. It's important that we continue to describe the burden of RSV as our surveillance systems for respiratory illness are limited. Our data indicate that high-risk children are just a subset of those hospitalized with RSV each year, with many previously healthy children experiencing serious courses of illness requiring hospitalization. We'd also like to expand our analysis to include the adult population from our other two SARI sites to better describe the burden of disease across a broader demographic. Also in the works is a pilot surveillance project for RSV that's funded under the Emerging Infections Program, which allows us to dedicate greater resources to our RSV surveillance and will allow our lab to begin subtyping RSV viruses to look at trends in severity and seasonality by subtype. This type of surveillance will be crucial in the future to help measure the impact of the RSV vaccine as it becomes available. I'd like to thank the following people for their assistance with this project. Questions?
You have a pretty large sample size for RSV that you're capturing through SARI. Did you say that there were no deaths from associated with RSV in your whole sample size that you collected?
Correct.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we were surprised to find that too.
Yeah, considering that there's a push to look at RSV-related deaths, and you have a pretty large sample in SARI, and there was none that were
but all the prophylactic kids were excluded.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.